Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Let's check back with Lena here, who we helped with a background check because she has been dating a guy that didn't tell her initially that he has a kid.
Maybe.
Was this in Utah? Right?
Was it?
Boise. Mm-hmm.
Boise.
Oh, remember?
Yeah.
Utah.
That's right.
Boise, Utah.
So he hadn't brought it up, and she was like really, really curious why. So we wanted to get a follow-up and see if she confronted him on it, brought it up somehow, some way. I just don't remember all the details here. How long, Lena, have you guys been going out?
One date. Yeah, it was one date. So Lena recently had gone on a date with Tom, who she met through a mutual friend, and he seemed perfect, charming, funny, attentive. They spent hours talking, and she felt hope for the first time in a long time. He'd recently moved to Atlanta from Portland. They talked careers, cities he lived in. It'd been a while since Lena's last relationship, and it was a guy from her past who turned out shady and had a criminal record. So she was like, let's go ahead and do a background check on Tom, even though we've only had one date, and it was only a cup of coffee. But Tommy hit up his woman who does background checks, his contact, and she found out that Tom has a record too, but it was only for public intoxication years ago. But the big thing that she found was when she did a little digging into his social media, first found out that he had lived in Boise. There was an address in Boise, Idaho, which he never disclosed as one of the cities he lived in.
And that's a breakupable offense right there.
No, it's not.
You live in Idaho. We are over.
And evidently he had a relationship in Boise with a woman who may or may not have ended up having a baby that is his, because we were only going by social media and photos, and like there was pictures of them together, and then there were pictures of them not together, mm-hmm. and then there was photos of her and a baby. So we were just kind of doing the math there of like, maybe this is his baby.
Lena, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Tommy. Our show director has one thing to add before we get into what you did about the whole thing.
Now, when we last talked to Lena, one of the things I mentioned was that our PI was not able to find the birth certificate, ran out of time. We had to get Lena on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Found the birth certificate.
Okay.
Mm.
The mother is listed. There is no father listed.
Mm.
What's that mean?
It means that she didn't put down who the dad was.
Mm-hmm. So we're still dealing with a lot of assumptions.
Right.
With that, Lena, what did you do with the boyfriend over the weekend? Did you mention it? Not even a boyfriend. It's a guy you've gone out with one time.
Yes, the man you have not dated, but went on a date with.
But it is, even though it's one date, I know, it's just coffee. I probably wouldn't either. Yeah, go ahead, Lena. I'm sorry.
Oh, all good. Yeah, so we did go out this weekend, but after I talked to y'all on Friday, I talked to a few of my friends, and we came up with a plan for dinner Saturday night. So Tom and I went to dinner, and the plan that we came up with was for me to really open up to him, like, about my last relationship in hopes that, you know, he would open up to me. And so I did. And I had never told him before. I mean, it was just one date, but I never mentioned about how things ended with my last boyfriend. So on Saturday, I told him, and I you know, first I said that he had a criminal record and he didn't tell me about it, and that that was just a huge red flag. And Tom, he was so nervous, he laughed, and he was like, well, you might as well know that I have a record too. And he told me he got busted in college for public intoxication, which is, you know, in line with what the PI found. And I didn't say that, but I just said, oh, that's no big deal, and thanked him for sharing. And I just told Tom that I have trust issues because the last guy wasn't who he said he was. And I said, you know, there's more to it. I honestly gave Tom more details that I'm not going to get into on the radio. But after that, he got really quiet and said, you know, I need to tell you something. And I was just bracing myself. So I was like, what? And he shared that before he lived in Portland, he spent a couple years in Boise. He told me he was in a pretty serious relationship, but it's 100% over. And I was, you know, I asked him what happened, and he said that she admitted to cheating on him and got pregnant. And, you know, there was a period of time where he didn't know if he was the father, but he's not. And he said, you know, it turns out I'm not the father, and that's why I moved to Portland, and now I'm in Atlanta, and that's all behind me.
Did you give him a high five?
Yeah.
Yes, glad you went through that.
You are not the baby's daddy.
Yeah, how did
I wanted to give him a big old hug, but I just said, you know, I'm so happy you told me. And he's great. You know, he's really great. We definitely, I mean, at least from my side, plan to, you know, move forward and keep dating. He's really great.
Okay, so you just needed to know all the details here. I don't know how you hid your enthusiasm when he gave you that info, knowing what you knew, but congratulations on you, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I tried to play it a little, I wouldn't even say cool, I'll just say normal. I tried to be normal.
Yeah, sounds like it all worked out. Yeah, okay.
That's the best case scenario
all
in
right,
this situation.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Appreciate the update. Thank you, and good luck with this dude.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. It's The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.